back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of August 4th through August 10th. I'm your host, Cardzy B. Many of you may already know I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school and since then have turned that hobby into a full-time tarot practice and creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzy B. So how is Leo season treating everyone so far? We have a couple more days of Mercury retro shadow period, but I have to say, I personally am feeling quite optimistic since the new moon in Leo this past Wednesday. So that occurred on the 31st of July, which was the same day that Mercury stationed to go direct. Coming out of Cancer season, which housed two eclipses and a ton of retrogrades, was a rough one for a lot of us. I know I was hearing this from clients, from friends, family, myself, just in terms of feeling kind of low energy, lethargic, having some things pop up from the past. And Leo season coming in, on the other hand, is all about really bringing in some more energy, increased drive, increased clarity. So let's get our golden heart chakra Leo vibes on. So moving into August and Leo season, let's take a look at our cards of the month. So as we have been doing, let's start with the Order of the Golden Dawn's card for the season. And Strength rules Leo. So in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Strength card shows a woman wearing a white robe, gently stroking a lion. And as we know, the lion is a symbol of Leo itself, and also an archetype of kind of passion and desire. And in this card, it's implied that as she's taming the lion, this chicken white shows that animal instinct and raw passion can be expressed in positive ways when calm intrinsic strength are used instead of just, you know, aggressive force. And Strength is a victorious card like the Chariot, but unlike the Chariot, which uses that strong, like, outer will, a bit of force, a bit of kind of, we're going to make this happen no matter what, the Strength card utilizes that inner power to influence and persuade. So those of you guys who know Leos, I know a lot and love a lot, have a lot of best friends that are Leos. Madonna's a Leo, future wife. They have that charismatic energy that it's very kind of bright and glamorous, but also attracts people to them. So think of that in the Strength card in Taming the Lion, is it's really about bringing what you're manifesting towards you as opposed to the Chariot, which is a little bit of a chaser, a little bit of a forcer. Astrologically, Strength is obviously associated with Leo, and Leo is that fixed, fiery sign known for being generous, warm-hearted, confident, and ambitious. And I love that the Strength card actually features a lion, and also in the traditional Smith Rider-Waite, a lot of those golden yellow tones. So it's easy to see this and think, awesome Leo energy, I get what Strength is about. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, I drew this card as none other than Celine Dion repping Strength, because, you know, she just has that energy of, like, she comes across as legitimately confident, calm, collected, together. And even when her great love Renee passed away, she really held herself up with so much strength and presented that to the world. All right, for the second card of the month, we're going to go back, as we usually do, to the card that we pulled for August on the first of the year in 2019, and that was the Chariot. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys are going to know this one well, because we already had this as our Golden Dawn card for July, because Cancer rules the Chariot. But as you might remember, this card in the Smith Rider-Waite shows a prince or kind of a knight figure in armor sitting in a chariot being pulled by two sphinxes. One's on the left that's white, and one's on the right that's black. And I always take this as kind of light and shadow. And the knight that's riding in this chariot, he doesn't even hold the, like, reins to it. He's just seen holding a wand up, almost indicating that he's moving ahead with sheer force of will and strength of mind versus being pulled by the sphinxes beside him. This is also the only card that is labeled about the vehicle and not the driver, the person, if you will. So it's really about that vehicle of the chariot versus the charioteer. Astrologically, as we know, the Chariot is associated with Cancer, and Cancer is a cardinal water sign who's ruled by the moon. That water and moon energy can really be associated, obviously, with emotion and intuition, but also can be a bit guarded and protective, because when we think of those, like, little Cancer crab shells, sometimes feeling overly emotional can cause, you know, guardedness of super, super boundaries coming up, or the aggressive claws of the Cancer crab coming out. In Badass Bitches Tarot, the Chariot is none other than Miley Cyrus coming in on a wrecking ball. Because as we said, it's a victorious card, and it's kind of known as an aggressive, hard-won victory, rushing in with that Cancer cardinal sign vibes of, you know, gotta be the first one in. But it can at times move a little too quickly based on emotion. So take that into consideration when making decisions this month. On the flip side, though, if we use that Chariot's momentum with strengths, persuasion, we're likely to attract a lot of success in August. I just think it's interesting that we had this card in July. It's moving forward into August. I think it is a time of victory, but maybe if things were at a standstill or if things were a little bit emotional last month, I know I was going through a lot of that where I was just kind of dealing with some emotional matters, dealing with some things from the past, and I didn't necessarily work-wise, I wasn't as go-go-go as I like to be as a fire sign. So I feel like these two pair nicely together because they're both, like I said, you know, indications of success, but it's knowing when to kind of go out there, Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball Chariot style, and when to call into you using that intrinsic strength of the strength card, aka Miss Celine. All right, let's take a look at our card of the week. Ooh, Justice. Three major arcanas heading in this week. I don't think we've ever, have we had that before? I don't think we have on this podcast. Wow, it's powerful energy coming in for the week. So, Justice. In the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this card shows Justice seated stoically in front of a purple veil between these two pillars. She's kind of shown in the same vibe and angle on this throne in as the High Priestess and the Hierophant. She's holding a sword in her right hand, bringing that sword's trait of truth and intellect to the table. And she also has scales in her left hand. And we think about right hand putting out to the world, left hand receiving and intuitive. So, you know, she's using the scales, finding balance in intuition, and then putting out truth and intellect with her right hand. And it's really demonstrating with these tools that intuition and logic are equally important to the Justice card and equally important to all of us in kind of navigating situations. Astrologically, Justice is ruled by Libra, i.e. the scales, and it's really known for seeking what is fair and right and always kind of in search of harmony and kind of what is creating a harmonious balance. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, this, of course, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Avi. And just like RBG, this card represents asserting what is fair and just for ourselves. And in doing so, we often find it important to put clear boundaries in place that are, you know, known for ourselves and known for others. I feel like as we jump ahead from the emotional roller coaster of eclipse season and Cancer season into Leo season, it can be tempting to be all ready, fire, aim, here we go. But I kind of like that Justice reminds us to be focused and clear with boundaries as we move forward into this time. I don't know about you guys, but I had a lot come up from my past in July. Some were amazing surprises, like my friend Eric, okay? He texted me out of the blue. We met years ago in the Hamptons, and I always speak so fondly of him and about him, but I haven't actually seen him in years. And I was so grateful to reconnect and was like, oh my gosh, the eclipse brought in this little beauty that I miss. But I also had some not so fun stuff resurface, like an ex talking about our relationship on a TV show that she's on. And remember that awesome but mysterious and date canceling chick that I ate of cups out of my life 2 weeks back? Yeah, she reappeared too. But I feel like Justice encourages us to find the clarity to move forward with what is truly fair and right for ourselves. Last month might have uncovered some unresolved issues and shined a spotlight, quite literally in my case, on exactly where you stand with some issues today. And even if that wasn't a super fun disco dance party to kind of uncover an experience, the universe has our backs and really shows us that these things happen and unfold for a reason and in the right time for us. it might have come up for you that, you know, if something may have been aligned for your past self, and then you realize it's no longer aligned today. On the flip side, you might have reconnected with somebody awesome, like my friend Eric, and realized, wow, like maybe your timing was off for whatever reason, and now it's aligned for you guys to be like physically in each other's lives again. This week is the perfect time to use that justice card for combining, you know, your intellect and intuition and how to move forward and really what is right to continue to include in your life or to allow back in as we kind of charge into this optimistic, fiery Leo season. And now for my favorite segment, which we actually haven't had in a while. So this week's coming out of the spiritual closet came from a Canadian, Connor from Vancouver. You know, I love my Canadians. Connor writes, "Hey Cardzy B, I love your podcast so much and especially your recent guests, Christopher Beavers and Brandon Alter. I love that Brandon shared that it's important to just confidently state, I'm a healer, versus kind of skirting around the issue. I was inspired by this and at a recent family birthday get together, and I decided to share that I'm studying human design readings. My grandmother took this as to mean I'm switching from my legal career to fashion design, so that was a whole other sidebar tangent, but it actually opened up some really interesting questions from my uncle and cousins, and I felt I had a more connected conversation with them than I had in years. So I just wanted to thank you and Brandon for the inspiration to speak up." Oh my God, Connor, I love this. Please DM me because I would love to send you a deck as a thank you for sharing this with us. I think this is such an awesome example of the need for healers to come out of the spiritual closet right now. I've found that similarly to your experience, I've actually had much more connected and inspiring conversations around tarot or healing than if I were to just bypass those arenas of my life and simply discuss things that seemed more universal or common ground topics. So I love that you're pushing these boundaries and putting that out there. I love it so, so much. Thank you for sharing, Connor. And before we head out, as always, I just want to give you guys a quick recap for August. This month is coming in hot, with the Strength card reminding us to channel our confident inner Leo in order to gently attract what we are manifesting to come to us versus trying to force it. We also have the reappearance, though, of Chariot, also a victorious card, that brings in something we desire. However, when we combine the Chariot with Strength, the Chariot appears to ask us to balance the desire to chase with the ability to calmly attract. And this week brings us Justice, aka the RBG card that we love so much, asking us to utilize both our intuition and our intellect to put boundaries in place around what is in our best and highest interest. For the weekly Instagram Live, I will be back at 8 p.m. EST tonight. I'm trying to find a better night, you guys. I'm struggling because I do have troubles with Sundays, as some of you may know. I will be back at 8 p.m. where you can tune in for an overview of the upcoming week, a chance to ask your own questions for a live mini reading. You can also send in your questions through my site or Instagram message, DM me in advance to make sure I get to your reading. I also have some fun events coming up. I'm so excited. I recently started reading at Employees Only. Dates will be posted on my Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com. So, you know, stay tuned for that. There's more and more opportunities to come see me there. I'm also going to start teaching rooftop tarot classes in Manhattan starting in August through the fall while the weather is good. And most excited about my first retreat ever, City Witches Ritual. So for those of you who want to practice your magic in elite style this October, the weekend of the 25th to the 27th, leading up to that new moon in Scorpio, I'm doing a Hamptons luxury retreat. This retreat includes luxury accommodations in the Hamptons, yoga, breathwork, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, cacao ceremonies, magical AF gift bags, delicious plant-based meals, and all of this for an incredibly affordable price. Like, legitimately think Canyon Ranch and Goop vibes for the same price as retreats that are held in like bunk beds in the middle of nowhere. So if you book now, you can get $100 off with the code CityWitchVIP, but please hurry up because we already have some slots booked and we really want to have you there. If you feel called to join us, it's going to be an incredibly magical and luxurious experience. So it's a good combination of both. Check it out. If you want more information, badassbitchestarot.com and at CardzyB on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I am so excited for Leo season. I hope you have a great one. And as always, stay magical AF.